The Supreme Court today hears arguments on whether companies must accommodate an employee's disability if that means disregarding the company's seniority policy. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Robert Barnett worked for U.S. Airways for 10 years. 8 years into his job, he injured his back doing heavy lifting on the airline ramp and was transferred to the mailroom. After doing that job for 2 years, though, another employee with more seniority bid for his job and shift, and U.S. Air fired Barnett.
They brought me into the office and basically told me that, I'm sorry, they could have scheduled me into the office, they could have done other things, basically to make the accommodations without really impacting anything hardly at all, but they chose not to do that.
What did this mean for you?
Well, you know, basically it took everything away.
Barnett sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which requires employers to make a reasonable accommodation for qualified employees who are disabled unless the accommodation would pose undue hardship on the employer. A federal appeals court concluded that keeping Barnett in his mailroom job was a reasonable accommodation. U.S. Air appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where today the company's lawyer, Walter Dellinger, will tell the justices that overriding a bona fide seniority program means overriding the settled expectations of other employees.
When you begin to adversely affect the rights of other employees to positions, that is beyond the scope of what the reasonable accommodation requires.
But Barnett, backed by the AFL-CIO, will counter that there was nothing sacrosanct about U.S. Air's seniority policy. It was not negotiated with the union, it was adopted by the company unilaterally, and had often been changed unilaterally. Indeed, Barnett's lawyer, Claudia Center, will tell the justices that even the written seniority policy itself acknowledges that federal law trumps any company policy.
They have in their policy all of these statements that they're going to comply with the ADA and that the federal law will take precedent over anything in their policies.
The company's Mr. Dellinger responds that there's nothing in the ADA that suggests a company must exempt particular positions from a seniority policy.
It is U.S. Airways' view that it would be beyond the scope of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Once you have fully accommodated the job to an employee so that they may compete equally for it, then the position may go to the most senior employee. That is a standard which is neutral, legitimate, and wholly unrelated to disability.
Mr. Barnett, however, sees the airline's position as, well, heartless.
This is the airline industry, and when people become damaged goods, they'd rather put them through rehabbing or workman's comp or something like that and get them off the books.
Supporting U.S. Air, the Airline Transport Association contends in its brief that what Barnett wants is not parity with other employees, not an accommodation, but a preferred status that trumps other employees' rights. But Claudia Center, the lawyer for Mr. Barnett, says that seen in that light, almost any company policy could be viewed as a preference.
There are innumerable reasonable accommodations that violate the letter of some employer policy, such as the need for a leave of absence, the need for time off to see a doctor. Any one of those types of modifications might be prohibited by an employer's unilateral policy. A need for breaks to attend to insulin shots.
U.S. Air's Mr. Dellinger agrees, but contends a seniority policy is different.
There's certainly nothing in the Act that requires the company to subordinate the seniority interest of other employees. This is where accommodation stops short.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide the case of U.S. Air versus Barnett sometime in the new year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.